cloudy skies in the upper 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 39. For Tuesday, we'll have partly sunny skies with a high of 61. Tuesday night, we'll have rain likely, low near 46 degrees. And that's a look at your forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 44.
At the Downtown Medical Clinic and Life Care Fitness Center in Frankfort, we're committed to providing the best possible family care for you and your loved ones close to home. Our network of professionals provides wellness services, preventive care, and exceptional treatment. At the Life Care Fitness Center, we'll help you get moving. We're experts in helping you find a personal fitness program that fits you, your interests, your lifestyle, and your schedule. It's easy to see why so many patients trust their family's health care to the best. The family medicine experts at the Downtown Medical Clinic and Life Care Fitness Center in Frankfort.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Kansas lottery players soon might be able to buy tickets from vending machines. The House voted last week in support of the move. Lottery spokesman Sally Lunsford says the measure would increase lottery revenue and cut labor costs for retailers where ticket buyers could bypass clerks and use the self-service machines. She says 37 other states, including Missouri, Colorado, and Oklahoma, currently use the machines. Kansas Lottery has sought the bill for 3 years. Wildfire last week in Seward County burned approximately 2,500 acres. That fire Thursday night, and it was a mile wide. Seward County Fire Rescue dispatched approximately 5 o'clock on Thursday evening to a grass fire in an area of P Road and Highway 54. Firefighters say immediately aid was requested from state and emergency management officials. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $23.99. Or for higher mileage vehicles, upgrade to Castrol GTX high mileage and a MicroGuard filter for $24.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Blue the dog here for propane. Making the rounds with my owner, the propane man, has allowed me to see a lot. I may just be a simple dog. I didn't attend the elite boarding kennels, and you'll never see me on Barking with the Stars. But I do know that propane is the smart fuel that lets millions of Americans live where they want and how they want. It's clean, reliable, and powers modern appliances from tankless water heaters to high-efficiency furnaces. Learn more at ProudlyPropane.com.
Advocates for horses say they worry that U.S. restrictions against slaughtering the animals in this country could come to an end, and a Missouri lawmaker says he welcomes that. The Kansas City Star reports slaughtering horses isn't illegal in the U.S. It's just been barred by a technicality. A pending federal bill would bar U.S. horse slaughter and horse shipments to Mexico. A Republican state senator welcomes that fight. Authorities in Wichita planning a memorial service for a police dog that was killed during an exchange of gunfire in which a suspect was also killed. Police say the memorial service for the 6-year-old police dog named Rooster is planned for this coming Friday. Police dog handlers from across the state are expected to arrive in Wichita. The shooting happened earlier this month at a mobile home park on the city's south side. And lightning in association with yesterday's storms being blamed for a house fire yesterday in Wichita. Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. I'm Rick Everett. Lincoln officials working to find an additional $20 million to pay for a major beltway around the city's southern side because the cost estimate increased significantly. The Lincoln Journal Star reports the cost estimate for the project jumped from $200 to $300 million in January after a major revision to the construction plans was made. A Lincoln nonprofit group that specializes in replacing problem properties with new homes is taking on two bigger projects. Neighbor Works director Mike Rankin told the Lincoln Journal-Star that his group has begun construction on a development called Cooper Commons that will include seven new homes. It's continuing to work on Antelope Square in Lincoln, which eventually will include two dozen townhomes. And authorities say a man has died of injuries suffered in a Thursday accident in Omaha. He's been identified as 19-year-old Dylan McConaughey. Mid-America Network News.
When's the best time to buy Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 40 years straight? Now is the time, during Ford Truck Month at your Midwest Ford dealers.
Let me hear you say truck, yeah, let's crank it on up, yeah, till the sun comes up, yeah.
It's Ford Truck Month. Get to your Midwest Ford dealers for once-a-year savings on Ford F-150 and the all-new Ford Super Duty. The best-selling trucks in America for 40 straight years. The all-new Super Duty is the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. And F-150 combines greater strength and less weight with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and steel frame. Works harder so you can work smarter. And if there's ever a time to buy one, it's now. With huge cash rebates, super low financing, and special limited time Truck Month offers. Hurry to your Midwest Ford dealers today and let me hear you say,
yeah! Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting Monday adopted April 27th and 29th as free dump days at the county landfill. They accepted bids for several properties that had not sold at prior tax sales. Washington County Commissioners meeting Monday conducted routine business. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting Monday accepted resignation of Berwick Township Treasurer Rodney Staum and appointed Ross Montgomery to fill the position effective April 1st. Complete County Commissioners minutes are posted on our website and our Facebook page. USD 113 School Board at a special meeting Tuesday accepted the resignation of Larry Geist, principal at Axtell Public School for the past year, effective at the end of his school year. He has accepted an offer to serve as K-12 principal and superintendent for USD 399 in Russell County. A search for a new principal is underway. Drug charges were filed against five Marysville residents in connection with a raid on four homes in Marysville March 8th. Search warrants were served as part of an ongoing investigation. The homes were reportedly located in the 200 block of North 4th Street, 500 block of North 6th Street, 400 block of Calhoun, and 1,000 block of Elm Street. Drugs with a street value over $5,000 were seized. The arrest included drug and paraphernalia possession and drug distribution charges, along with child endangerment, and were filed against Jason F. Wassenberg, Rebecca L. Holcomb, Rochelle J. Gunther, Brian A. Gunther, and Carla M. Bush. Bond was set at $20,000 in Marshall County for a Wymore man, Reginald Scott Jr., who is charged with driving under the influence of drugs, fourth or subsequent conviction, reckless driving, and violation of driver's license restrictions. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, turkey tetrazzini, garlic bread, tossed salad, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, ribs, baked potato, wheat bread, kraut, peas, and blushing pears. KNDY News Time is 7:13.
Saving for retirement can seem complicated, confusing, even scary, but it doesn't have to be. Hi, I'm Katie Smith, Assistant Vice President for United Bank and Trust here in Marysville, and we're here to help. As we go through tax season, now is the perfect time to think about opening an individual retirement account, better known as an IRA. If you have questions or want to get started, stop by and ask for me, Katie. I'd love to walk through the process with you. Saving for retirement with an IRA at United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Lucille G. Novotny, age 100, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service 10 a.m. this morning at the Fox Funeral Home, Beatrice. Burial in the Barnston Cemetery. Fox Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Lucille Novotny. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
Home City, that's where we do business. And Cornerstone Granite considers home more than a fine community where we work. It's also the concept that our hometown is yours as well. We're proud to live and work with our friends and neighbors, where we're a part of your church, school, and kids' activities. Our family has grown up with yours, and we continue to strive every day to exceed your expectations of outstanding customer service and satisfaction. This is Robert and Regina McInerney inviting you to stop by at Home City and see us anytime, or find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com and find out why we say, for the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. We have a low pressure system making its way across the central, and it looks like southern southeastern parts of the United States, which is bringing some rain showers as well as possible showers and thunderstorms ahead of this cold front. This will continue to push off towards the east as we head through the day. It looks like we'll see quiet weather for tomorrow, and yet another low pressure system is going to push across the central parts of the Midwest, bringing some more rain showers starting Tuesday night. It looks like all the way through Wednesday and into Thursday. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Monday, we cannot rule out some rain showers early, then partly sunny, high of 58. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 39. For Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 61. For Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, we'll have rain showers likely with a low near 46. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, we'll continue the rain showers, temperatures at 52 degrees. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late March, 60, record high on this date, 85 in 1991, the average low 37, the record low is 5 degrees in 1955. Sunset this evening 7:41, sunrise the morning at 7:13. Off and on scattered showers over the weekend didn't amount to a lot as far as measurable precipitation for our neighborhoods. 45 degrees under a cloudy sky this morning in Marysville, winds are light, favoring the north. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 27th of March. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's no secret that the Wagon Wheel is one of Marysville's favorite dining destinations. But did you know about the rewards program? Get signed up and start earning your rewards like free cinnamon rolls, free burgers, even a free ribeye dinner. Every dollar spent is a point earned. It's the perfect spot for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Sign up today for your rewards only from the Wagon Wheel.
A good day for the Carolinas. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. History for South Carolina.
Chioza, in a rush, drives all the way. Stripped to the ball by Dillinger. Flips it ahead for Notice. Drives in for the jam. Dwayne Notice. Major exclamation point.
The seventh-seeded Gamecocks defeated fourth-seeded Florida 77-70 to advance to the first Final Four in program history. They'll face first-seeded Gonzaga on Saturday. A wild finish in Memphis.
Briscoe veering right, hands off to Mock, turns, fires a three. Good! The game is tied. 7 seconds to go. Here comes Pinson down the center of the floor. Pinson penetrates, hands to May. 18-footer. Good! With 3/10 of a second to go. North Carolina leads.
Top-seeded North Carolina stuns second-seeded Kentucky 77-75. UNC takes on third-seeded Oregon in the Final Four. Both cuts courtesy of Westwood One Sports. Over to the pros, the Warriors stay hot.
Curry off the inbounds. He's checked back in. Dribbles in, draws a crowd. Feeds West, top of the key jumper, slides it home. David West gives Golden State a 7-point lead.
On 95.7 the game, Golden State defeats Memphis 106-94 for their seventh straight victory. The Pelicans got back on track.
Over to Crawford, picked it up off his shoot tops and buries a three off the left sideline. And Mike Malone wants another timeout.
On WRNO, New Orleans bested Denver 115-90. In the late game, the Trail Blazers defeated the Lakers 97-81. They're in a tie for the eighth and final playoff spot in the West with the Denver Nuggets. On the track, a good day for the California kid. Here's the call on the Motor Racing Network.
Kyle Larson now working off turn number four. He will see the checkered flag waving at the start-finish line. And win number two in his career will come in his home state. Kyle Larson across the line. He will score the victory in the Auto Club 400.
Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
The annual Heritage Days Golf Classic is here. The four-person scramble is Saturday, April 1st at the Spring Creek Golf Course in Seneca. 9 a.m. registration and a 10 a.m. shotgun start with a $200 entry fee for each team. There are numerous cash prizes you could win. And don't forget the raffle. All proceeds will support the Military Museum. Saturday, April 1st at the Spring Creek Golf Course in Seneca. Rain date, April 2nd.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A battle is brewing in at least eight states over right-to-repair legislation. Tractors have gone high-tech and often require software downloads to aid in the repair process. Reports say software hackers overseas are creating and selling hacks to John Deere software. Local repair shops in America's farm country are downloading those hacks and using them to repair the company's tractors. An article says that when farmers are crunch time, like harvest, they don't have time to wait for a dealership employee to come out, authorize a download to help with those repairs. But farmers who buy John Deere equipment have to sign a licensing agreement that doesn't allow virtually all types of unauthorized repair and modification to the software embedded in most of the new machines. The agreement allows repairs to the actual machinery, but no work on the software. Now, in Nebraska, one of those eight states considering the right to repair legislation, it would invalidate the John Deere licensing agreement. It would also prevent farmers from suing for crop loss, lost profits, or loss of goodwill, or loss of use of equipment arising from the performance or non-performance of any aspect of the software. John Deere coming out against the legislation, noting that any unauthorized modifications to the software increase the risk that the machinery will not work as designed. A recent study by the Organic Trade Association finds 82% of U.S. households in the lower 48 states are buying organic regularly. The association says those findings build a strong case for continued USDA's funding under incoming Secretary Sonny Perdue. The CEO and executive director of that association says the organic community looking forward to working with new leadership coming into USDA. With this Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Expect Senate confirmation of former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue as USDA Secretary is still taking longer than many in agriculture want, despite favorable confirmation hearings, and there may be yet another delay. Ag Chair Pat Roberts told Perdue after what seemed to be a successful confirmation hearing that the Senate would move as quickly as possible to vote on the nomination that's already the last in the president's cabinet lineup. But Roberts also ended Perdue's Thursday hearing with a procedural discussion that while standard could put Senate confirmation of Perdue as USDA Secretary past the Easter recess.
I ask members to submit any additional questions you may have for the record by 5 o'clock tomorrow, Friday, March 24. In addition, the record will remain open for 5 business days for members to submit a statement or additional materials.
Even Ag Democrats like Debbie Stabenow recognize the need to get Perdue in place soon.
Especially during these times of low prices for agriculture and uncertainty around the budget, trade, and immigration, we need the next secretary to be an unapologetic advocate for all of rural America.
Ag Secretary nominee Sonny Perdue's confirmation not official quite yet. Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. Visit the parts list online, abilenemachine.com. A little bit of a setback for northwest Kansas. Temperatures in the mid-40s this morning at 7 a.m. Looking at upper 40s in the remainder of Kansas, maybe even a few low 50-degree readings in far, far southeast Kansas. Oklahoma looks at mid-40s in the panhandle, a strip of mid-50s through the center part of the state from southwest to northeast, and some upper 50s in the southeastern one-third of the state. Ag News, Soil Temperature Report, Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for agricultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. when you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which we all know and appreciate, is agriculture. It's tough getting started farming, but the state of Indiana is trying to help some small farmers out. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
The state of Indiana has rolled out a branding and marketing program called Indiana Grown. There are similar programs in other states, but Ted McKinney, the Indiana Department of Agriculture director, says what they're finding with Indiana Grown is that it's helping the bottom lines of farmers, both new and small and old and big.
Many times it's a brand new startup farmer. Good for them. Lots of times, though, it's a traditional farmer that you'd see going down the road who want to bring a son, a daughter, a niece, a nephew back to the operation, but it's just not profitable now. So they're looking at different ways to do that. And it's just heartwarming to hear of these folks catching some extra business opportunity by way of this brand.
The idea of selling direct from farm to consumer goes back as far as agriculture, I suppose. And certainly in recent years, we've seen a revival of it in cities with farmers markets all over the place. But how does Indiana Grown differ from that? Is it like a farmer's market, just on a huge scale?
For sure. Many of our Indiana Grown members still do the farmers markets. It's just that they're limited in the number of family members or employees that can get to all of the farmers markets. So what they'll do is they'll participate in the farmers markets, but they're also seeing a more regular, consistent, and I'd say more efficient distribution of their products through Indiana Grown and the distributors that are set up to do that. So they're doing both, frankly.
It has been a tough go for many farmers because of commodity prices over the last couple of years. In general, how are Indiana farmers doing?
On the farm, it's pretty tough these days. We're in year three or four of a really down farm economy. I would say if they're breaking even at best, most are not. Now, farmers are used to this. They went through a very, very boom time a few years ago. So this is a cyclical thing that many are used to. But the younger farmers, it's going to be tough if we have another year or two. I would say, though, before the farm gate, producers, technology providers, and those after the farm gate, it is just a crazy and wonderful time in Indiana. We're adding a lot of processing in the way of dairy, in pork, in poultry, two pet food companies, two North America headquarters for equipment companies have come here. It's at a great time overall in the agribusiness area, but I tell you, a lot rides on that farm, so we're sure hoping we can get prices to rebound in the next year or two.
Amen to that. Ted McKinney, Director of the Indiana Department of Agriculture. Back after this.
There will be a land auction of two farms in Blue Rapids Township for BHS Farms Partnership. Sale to be held Wednesday, March 29th, 10 a.m. at the Blue Rapids Community Center. Properties are located 3 miles south of Blue Rapids on 8th Road, the Blacktop, and 3 miles east of U.S. Highway 77 on Apache Lane. Tract 1 is 150 acres more or less, 125 acres terraced cropland with a balance in hay meadow, waterways, timber, and creek. Tract 2 is 153 acres more or less, 81 acres mostly terraced cropland, 37 acres fenced pasture with pond and creek water, the balance in timber and Game 4 Creek with desirable cover for white-tailed deer and turkey. This land auction for BHS Farms Partnership will be held Wednesday, March 29th, beginning at 10 a.m. at the Blue Rapids Community Center. For information, contact Olmsted Real Estate, broker, and auctioneer.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Monday is sale day at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. Early consignment listings today. 25 black steers weigh 5 to 600 pounds. 22 black steers never 7 to 850. 60 black and red steers heifers 6 to 750. 27 black and white faced steers neffers weighing 5 to 6. 6 black and red steers neffers 700 pounds. 18 black steers neffers 700 pounds. 16 black heifers weigh 6 to 7. 8 black and white faced steers neffers weighing 4 to 450. Those early consignments online at Beatrice77.net. Sale day every Monday. It's 7:30 from KNDY. Again, intermittent showers over the weekend didn't bring a lot of precipitation, but the first we've seen in quite a spell of any type. 45 this morning in Marysville with a light north wind, middle 50s on tap for highs today and tomorrow.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Well, all three of Kansas teams are now out of the big dance. Kansas basketball lost to number 3 seed and 9th ranked Oregon 74-60 in the NCAA Championship Midwest Regional Final on Saturday. In his final game as a Jayhawk, Hank Mason III, likely the consensus National Player of the Year, reached 20 points for the 7th straight game with 21 points, 4 rebounds, and 4 assists. The Jayhawks, 31-5, closed the book of a memorable season on a sour note after shooting 35% from the field and coming up empty from long range in the second half, shooting 1-for-15 from three-point range. During the 2016-2017 season, KU reached 30 wins and advanced to the Elite Eight for the second straight season. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Museum Day, fun for the whole family. On Saturday, April 1st, our local museums will be open free of charge from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The historic courthouse, built in 1891 and now houses 21 display rooms. The Custer House, originally a two-room bungalow and expanded into the family home you see today. And finally, the Pony Express Barn, Joseph Cottrell's barn that would be leased out as Pony Express Station. Come experience history right in your own backyard.
Landall Corporation has an immediate opening for a computer program.